Love.
Blog Talk Radio.
Love coming up on the Valentine's holiday here on Sunday. We have some great guests coming up over the weekend. Of course, Dawn has Joy. Tomorrow we have Nick Moore on Third Eye Live from 4 to 5. And then from 5 to 6, Jill Dane, the number one love psychic in the country, is going to be taking phone calls. And you can call in here tomorrow and get a free reading from Jill Dane in regards to your love and what's happening with your love and future loves and all of that stuff. So you can call in. She comes on the air at 5 with Rashid. And, of course, we're looking forward to having them, have a great show. And most importantly, have lots of people have their love issues fed, and that's what this weekend's all about. Starting today, we're going to be talking about love, relationships, and romances, and all of that great stuff. And it starts out, of course, today with Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer. And if you get an idea of the concept of the Broken Picker Fixer, then you're going to love this show because, you know, I don't know about everybody else out there, but there's many times in my past that my picker was broken. And through that broken picker, I made some real bad choices, and most importantly, I had to find out that those bad choices were coming from within me, not on the outside of me, because there were some things that needed to change about me, so that way I didn't have to have that broken picker. And Dawn will enlighten you more on that here after the break. And what we're going to do is thank our sponsors for today. Of course, Palm Partners is a drug and alcohol treatment program, and it's right in Delray Beach. You can go to palmpartners.com and find out more information on that. Brian Chaplin is a licensed marriage therapist and also a gentleman that deals with addiction and all types of issues. He's a psychologist, and Brian Chaplin is one of our sponsors for today's show. Soundpillow.com, and understand Soundpillow.com is a way to be able to meditate in a way that you've probably never heard before through sound and through a pillow. And you can go to soundpillow.com and find out more about that. Any legal issues that you have, Beckard and Associates out of Pompano, it's the PompanoAttorney.com. You can check that out, PompanoAttorney.com, if you have any legal issues. Beckard and Associates can help you out with that too. So there are sponsors for today's show. We want to thank you for tuning in. And we're going to go to our first break, and when we come out of that break, Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and Joy will be kicking off the airwaves with great news. We'll be back.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Chaplin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Chaplin today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Chaplin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Broken Picker Fixer Show. I'm Dawn Massler, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we are talking today, as John Hollis said earlier, about love and about Valentine's Day. I'm joined in the studio with Joy. Say hi, Joy.
Hello, everyone.
And we are going to be taking phone calls today. We want to hear your stories on Valentine's Day. If you have some happy stories, some funny stories, maybe even a couple sad stories, we want to hear them. Or, of course, if you have any questions for us about love or a broken picker, or if you're having an issue, we'd like to hear that too. But we would really want to begin with maybe some Valentine's Day stories. Joy was telling me earlier that she had a story that she was a friend of hers was talking about.
I have a kind of good one now that I think about it. It was a couple of years ago because I am single. I know it's kind of a bad word these days, but I am single now, but I do have one.
So, gentlemen, if you are, if you don't have anyone for Valentine's Day and you've had, you know, you got these bouquet of flowers you don't know where to send it to, we've got Joy in studio.
That's call me.
Willing to take them.
Anyway, a couple of years ago, I had an ex of mine. He made me dinner and he made me dessert. I've never had anybody. He like made ice cream and he had flowers.
Ice cream?
Yeah, it was so cute.
What kind of ice cream?
I got rid of him anyway. But that's besides the point. I don't know. It was like this ice cream dish. It had whipped cream on it. I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing that with the dessert we had later. But anyway, it was a memorable time, memorable evening.
It sounds like it. And so he made you a dinner and homemade dessert. That's always romantic. Romantic, like candlelight dinners, those are always great. My favorite Valentine's Day.
I had a gun to his head, though. No, I'm just kidding.
gentlemen, you might want to
call me.
Might want to not make that phone call after all. But if you want to call us with your stories, our number is 1-888-565-1470. We're talking about Valentine's Day, great Valentine's Day stories, or maybe you have a great Valentine's Day gift, or you had received one, or you have an idea for one. We'd love to hear it. Again, the number is 1-888-565-1470. I had a girlfriend call me the other day, which was kind of neat. If you're listening to the station today, my friend owns Eden Florist, which is down in Davie, and she says if you mention this radio show, you'll get a free balloon with your purchase. And they have this really kind of cool sweetheart bouquet, which is a cube of roses in a red glass. So Eden Florist, and it's edenflorist.com. Mention the show, and you get a free balloon with your purchase.
I couldn't help it.
All right, so we're going to talk, again, we're talking about Valentine's Day and great presents, surprise presents. Have you ever had a surprise Valentine's Day present you weren't really expecting?
Not that it comes to mind, but the person that I was talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
he was kind of a sad story, but he ended up kind of stalking me, so it kind of set it up.
Okay, if you have any Valentine's Day stalking stories,
well,
we'd love to hear those too.
It went from happy to sad. But I think he used to carry around an engagement ring on his neck. You know,
wasn't engaged to you?
No, that was his way of asking, and it was like, dude, too much, too little, too late, bye-bye. Yeah. You know, the ice cream was nice, but now you got to go.
Okay, so if you have a better story than the stalking ice cream guy, again, the number is 1-888-565-1470. If you just happen to tune in, we're talking about Valentine's Day, our favorite Valentine's Day story, happy, sad story, or if you have an idea. I was asked to write a newsletter submission for Valentine's Day, and I was kind of flattered from In the Rooms, and I wrote the story on what happened to me a couple years ago. What were you going to say?
I was just wondering if you had some stories, but you're pretty
I'm
much
going
to go
there. I'm
going to
tell this story.
Okay.
I'm going to tell this story. Okay. See, Valentine's Day can be really rough if you're single. You know, you're going along, you're perfectly fine being single, and all of a sudden Valentine's Day comes up, and it's like, oh, here's a reminder again that I don't have a relationship. So I was coming up to Valentine's Day, and I called my friend, and I started complaining. I'm like, you know, I'm not really happy.
I want a boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to get any chocolates, and I'm not getting any flowers.
What's wrong with me?
Poor me. So she said, you need to do something good for somebody else. And, of course, I was pretty begrudging about that. I wasn't really excited about that. But a few years ago, I read about the Cardboard City down in Miami. So we decided to load up the car with food and water, and I actually got like a Valentine's Day box of candy and made little Valentine's Day hearts out of cardboard and stuff. We glued them onto the water, and we went down there, and it turned out to be a really cool day. And I didn't really worry about not having the flowers and all the stuff anymore because I felt good about what I was doing.
You got out of yourself.
I got out of myself, and that's the important thing. You know, when we sit in it, it stays right there. We just constantly keep feeding the demons with the stories of, why not me, why not me? Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Valentine's Day this weekend. If you've got any stories or if you have an idea of a really cool gift idea, or the number is 1-888-565-1470, and give us a call. We would love to hear your stories. 1-888-565-1470. And you were started to say.
I was just also going to ask the callers if the Valentine's Day also turned out to be an engagement evening or night.
Romantic. Yes, some very romantic ideas. We'd love to hear the romantic ideas. If you don't have an idea for Valentine's Day, maybe you want to call in, get some ideas. Flowers, my favorite is always chocolate. You give
can't
me
go a, wrong with chocolate.
You give me a dark chocolate truffle, baby, and I'm all over it.
I see the lights flashing, a lot of calls.
Right, exactly. The candy's always a good one. And in flowers, this is supposedly the time of the year where they have the most red roses are going out.
It's the end. It seems like the end of the season, either the Christmas or New Year's or Valentine's Day. Those are the big days. So come on, guys. If you're ready to do it, do it. This is the time. It's the last of the romantic holiday.
Oh, you're talking about to ask for a... I don't know. I wonder how many engagements happen this time of the year. If you've got engaged on Valentine's Day, we'd love to hear that too. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day stories. We would love to hear yours. The number is 1-888-565-1470. And we're talking about good gift ideas or anything you want to talk about. You don't have to talk about Valentine's Day. If you've got an idea or if you've got a question and you want to talk to the Broken Picker Fixer, we can talk to you about those too. Now, you were telling me...
Because you got to walk before you run.
Right, right. You were telling me about a girlfriend that you had and that... You started to tell me a story, and I forgot what it was now, so you have to forgive me.
Well, I think a lot of them that are married, I don't know. I don't have many stories. So.
Oh, that's true. We were talking about that. If you're married, a lot of times we kind of lose the romance of the Valentine's Day. So it's important.
They take each other for granted, exactly. And not all the time. I mean, there are some that don't, that still work at it, but... Seems I only have been learning about the negative ones.
Right.
Let's come on, everybody. Let's hear some positive stories.
Well, would you do? Did you do anything for Valentine's Day last year?
No, I was single last year as well.
Ah.
And the year before that was the stalker.
Okay, the ice cream guy. Last year, I made a romantic dinner, and I took a little a table and put it in the bedroom. And I put, like, little hearts around the bed.
Aww.
And made a candlelight dinner. And I think it was lobster tail and steak.
Sound effects.
There you go. And something, I forgot what I had the dessert, but I think it was something chocolate.
It had to have been.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
It has to be a chocolate dessert. Oh, you know, one of my favorite Valentine's Day or an idea for Valentine's Day. One of my favorite romantic type foods is if you ever go to that restaurant where they do like the dipping in and do the fruit
dip.
The fondue. The fondue, yeah, that's it. The chocolate.
I forgot the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, but they have like the chocolate, right. They have the chocolate and you put dip the strawberries in and you dip like the pound cake and all that kind of stuff. That is really... yummy this time. I'm making myself hungry. Again.
She's making me hungry, too. Stop that. I had lunch already.
Again, the number is 1-888-565-1470, and we're taking calls about Valentine's Day, and we actually have a caller, Kelly. Are you on the line?
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have
Excuse me? Yeah, my question is for someone single like myself, what do you suggest doing on Valentine's Day?
That's a great... Valentine's Day can be really tough if you're single. So I was telling a story earlier about getting out and doing something good for somebody else. I had taken some candy and canned goods and water to the homeless people down at the... what do they call it, the cardboard village they had a couple years ago. But doing something for somebody else during Valentine's Day really gets you out of that kind of poor me, because it's really easy to get there.
That's a great idea.
You see all these, like, you know, people around you, it always seems like everybody around you is like getting flowers and candies and stuff, and you feel like you're lacking a lot of times.
You forget about the less fortunate.
Right.
Exactly. That's true. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for your suggestion.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a great point. That is a great point. A lot of people don't have a Valentine.
I think she's representative of a lot of people.
Right.
Who are single, because not everybody's married, even though a lot of single people think everybody's married except them.
Right. And it doesn't really seem to affect you. It's not a big deal until Valentine's Day shows
mm-hmm.
up. And then all of a sudden it's like you feel like you're wearing this sign going, single, single, you know.
Or loser. flashing L on the forehead, not good.
But not
reality.
Right. Well, I had a girlfriend also who she had a pact with another of her girlfriends that they would send each other cards in flowers. So they both actually received something on Valentine's Day and got a smile and got a kick out of it.
Gave each other support. That's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah, that was a great idea. So again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Valentine's Day. We'd like to hear your funny, your sad stories, your happy stories, or what gifts you got or what gifts you gave. The number is 1-888-565-1470, and we're getting ready just to take a break in just a second, but we want to continue after the break and talk about Valentine's Day.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0000 1-800-273-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflin today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hi, welcome back. This is Dawn, the Broken Ticker Fixer, and today is all about Valentine's Day weekend, and we're taking calls about Valentine's Day. We want to hear your stories that are funny, sad, some maybe your great best gifts that you received. The number is 1-888-565-1470, and we have a caller that's been waiting. Kathy, are you there?
I sure am. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kathy?
I can't complain.
Wonderful.
Stay here in Miami. My
wonderful.
Question is,
mm-hmm.
The economy being what it is, I want to have an. I want another way to express how much my husband means to me. Now, I cook every night. That's without a doubt. You know, I love to cook. So that's kind of like something that's, we watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
We have a all right sex life. I need to know an idea to really express how much he means to me and how much I love him without spending not too much money.
Right. Awesome. Okay. Well, there's lots of really great ideas just to let him know. You know, Joy's sitting here writing me a note. You can go ahead and talk, Joy.
Hi, Kathy. This is Joy. I don't know. I heard your story, and it's a plight of many. And I was, I kind of went to naughty, but it's fairly inexpensive. Ice cream, whipped cream, you can have dessert, but have dessert in a different way. Have it special for Valentine's Day. Oh, I just became a poet.
She's going way into the more sexy type of Valentine's Day. But one of the things you can kind of do is just set the atmosphere without spending a lot of money, maybe just some candles, a couple of hearts hanging off of, the bed or on the bed, or maybe some rose petals on the bed with a little chocolate on the pillow before you go to bed that night.
Yeah.
Just really something simple, but and let him know that you love him. And sometimes just sitting down and saying, sometimes the year goes by and I forget to tell you what you mean to me. And that would mean the most for me, is to have somebody write like a little list to say, this is what you mean to me in my life.
That sounds very good. And remember, I guess, sometimes simple is sometimes the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Less is more.
Yeah, less is more, right. Yeah. Sometimes the elaborate stuff seems almost,
contrived.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they're trying to buy your love. So something that's really heartfelt, I think, is better for me personally.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much. That's a great idea, and I'm definitely going to do it.
Don't forget the lingerie.
Okay, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, Kathy.
You're very welcome, and thank you, and happy Valentine's to you and your loved one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. That was a great call. That was a great idea. A lot of times we do. We think that you have to spend a lot of money, and it's really not that you don't have to spend a lot of money for a great Valentine's Day. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Valentine's Day. The number is 1-888-565-1470. And we have another call on the line. Marge, there?
Yes.
Hi, Marge. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Wonderful. So we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And did you have a Valentine's Day story, or you have a question? Or?
No, I have a question. I've been married for 58 years.
Wow.
Wait, excuse me.
In April.
Did you say 58 years?
And I'm trying to think of something different for my husband for Valentine's Day.
Wow, 58 years. You've probably done it all by this time, haven't you?
Sure have.
You could probably tell us.
Yeah, you could probably give us some great stories.
What's that?
You probably can give us a bunch of great stories.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Usually we go out to dinner, and he's not too well right now. He's on oxygen, so of course we're not going to be going out to dinner anywhere. But I'm just trying to think of something to maybe cheer him up a little bit.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh.
I don't know if I can say on the phone what I thought about.
Well, go ahead and try us.
On the air, right?
Just make sure you keep the language clean. We should be okay.
I'll be careful with my language.
What were you thinking about doing?
Well, I was just thinking about when he's laying there listening to CNN today, just strutting by in his nice negligee.
Rock on!
Yeah.
Rock on! That's awesome.
That would be perfect.
I think
that'd
probably been married for 58 years. Almost 58.
You go, girl.
That would be fun. That would be fun. I think you should do it. And then give him a chocolate as you're walking by.
There you go.
Maybe a little heart. That would be very...
I'm going to try that.
Oh, great.
Maybe that'll get him up off that oxygen.
Either that or he's going to have to crank up the oxygen more. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I love that story.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you.
Thank you for calling in, Marge.
I'm going to try that. Chocolate heart.
All right, you have to call us next week and tell us what happened. All right, that was a great call. The number, again, is 888-565-1470. We're talking about Valentine's Day, and we've got another call on the line. Art, are you there?
Oh, I sure am.
Hi, Art. How are you today?
Good. I just got your number off this social site that I frequent. A lady named Dawn R. is writing a book.
Yeah, that's me, the broken picker fixer. So you got it off in the room.
I've been wanting to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now.
No, not at all. It's just that, you know, you said that you were writing a book for women in recovery, and I thought that you might want some inside views on guys trying to find love in the rooms.
Ah, okay. Well, the book is from the female perspective just because I'm a female and I know that perspective better. But, of course, I mean, it works both ways. I think we all have the same type of emotions and the same difficulty sometimes when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But today we're talking about Valentine's Day. Do you have any Valentine's Day stories you want to share with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see. Valentine's Day in 1990, I married my second wife.
Awesome. On Valentine's Day, you married her?
Yes.
Oh, that's a romantic.
Well, it could have been if I hadn't had too many drinks that morning.
Oh, no.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah.
So it was like the perfect setup, the romantic wedding on Valentine's Day and the drunk groom?
Right, exactly.
Oh, and what happened?
Well, she went home to her dad that night.
Oh, no.
And he turned around and sent her back to me.
Yeah.
When I woke up that morning, she was there, not having an idea that she had ever left.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is she your drinking partner? This is Joy.
No.
Oh.
In fact, she tried to straighten me out for years and years and years. She didn't care for my friends that were in recovery, especially the one that I had met her through. She worked with one of the guys that I was real close with.
Oh. Well,
so,
are you still together today?
No. That was what I was going to say my worst Valentine's Day was last year. I was about 4 months clean, facing a court date for the final divorce, and my wife of 19 years had booted me out.
Oh. Yeah, that's a tough one. So this Valentine's Day, you're trying to figure out, do you have a Valentine's Day for this Valentine's Day?
No.
No. Well, we have.
I think my reputation preceded me, and so it looks like most of the girls are a little too wise. They like the attention, but nobody wants to take me home to mama.
Oh, okay. Well, Art, you're in luck. Joy is accepting.
I don't think so.
Is accepting flowers this Valentine's Day.
True.
From.
Right.
So if later on we'll give you
call in later.
Yeah, we'll call back later. We'll give you the address that you can send the flowers and of course chocolates if you want to for Joy, and she will gladly call you up and gush over them. How's that?
Okay. Well, I'd really like to help her out, but that was the thing with the ex-wife. She decided that the kids, the house, the dog, and the money stayed with her.
Oh, okay. So in that case, there's no flowers coming, but you can wish her.
Well, wishes are always nice. Okay. No birthdays. I don't have a birthday. But thank you. I appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome. I'm certain that you're a delightful young lady.
You're going to save yourself. That's a little cynical, though, isn't it?
Oh.
Again, we're talking about Valentine's Day, your best present, your worst present, your marriage. The number is 1-888-565-1470. We'd love to hear from you. And I've been reminded it's time to take a break. So please come back, and we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflett graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflett today, or go online at brianstherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflett, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at brianstherapy.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back. This is Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we are talking today about Valentine's Day, and we have a couple callers on the line. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. We're talking about Valentine's Day, funny stories, happy stories, or gifts.
I had a question.
Okay, got a question.
I'm in early recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up on Valentine's Day, you know, it's just one of these times of the year, one of the holidays. My experience in the past, it's been a tough time for me.
Right.
I haven't been in a relationship in the last 8 months with someone I've been talking to, but I was just really, my question was, what do you think about getting into some kind of relationship in early recovery?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
How can I ask about how, when you say early, how early?
About 8 months.
Okay. The thing about getting in a relationship, you want to make sure that you're the right person to be. A relationship is a two-way street, so you have to be the right person. You have to be whole.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a while for that to happen, and you have to keep working on yourself.
Right.
So they tell you, you know, that benchmark is a year. But only you really know where you're at. So if you're working with somebody else, you can talk with them. We look at relationships almost as, because it's normal. Everybody wants to be loved and in a relationship. But it is tough because that's when all those emotions come out. And when you get involved in one, you start. It's a lot easier to stay out of one for a while you're taking care of the wreckage of your past. And once you get in it, you have to deal with all the stuff of when you were using, plus now the relationship and dealing with somebody else and all those emotions.
Right. Now, what about, let's just say, what about dating?
You know, dating, again, dating, a lot of times you're dating, if you go into it with that you're not ready for a relationship, then it's okay. But you have to be honest in the beginning and tell people where you're coming from. Because
right,
most women will be dating for a relationship.
Right. That's the tricky part, because I know, and I've been real honest, you know, for the last 8 months, it's been easier to be by myself. It really has. It's less, what's the word I'm looking for?
Joy said drama.
So,
I don't know how any way to put it.
We've striked up a friendship over the last couple months, just conversation, not even really meeting face-to-face. I've seen her a handful of times, but pretty much via the phone, texting, things of that nature. So I guess that's sort of a friendship we've built, but we haven't taken it to that next level, which would really be, my mistake as far as relationships, but as far as dating, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's only... The dating really gets serious when you become sexual, because that's when all the emotions come into it. So if you just want to date somebody and maybe become upfront with them and say, you know, I'm not sure I want to get in a relationship right now. I'd like to date you, and we may date if you'd be willing to do it for a couple months before you become, sexual. And then once you cross that line, though, that's when it's hard to go back on that. So the longer you stay on that side of the line.
The timelines are different. See, I've been in recovery for the last 8 months, but I haven't been intimate in a sexual relationship for over a year. Now, because I've heard this year thing, that's why I was calling, trying to figure out, you know, am I like manipulating the situation here? Yeah.
It sounds like you're rationalizing it, to be honest with you, because the last 8 months you're telling me you've been working on yourself. So, but now you're kind of extending it. So before that, you weren't really working on yourself. So you have to kind of, how long have you been really working on yourself?
8 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's probably your best bet. But thank you. That's a great call.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, we have another call. Gail, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Gail. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Did you have a story for us or a question?
I have a story for you.
Yay, we like stories.
This just happened yesterday. I work at home, and I was sitting here, and the mailman came and brought me this little padded envelope. And it ended up being from my best friend from high school.
Oh, cool.
Who lived in Northern California. And you know those Valentines that you used to get when you were in school?
Yes.
Okay.
The Be My Valentine?
Madagascar, little kid Valentines in there, and one of those little hearts.
Oh, the little hearts with the things.
It just made my day. It was like, oh, wow, how cool, because it was a surprise.
Oh, that's
so,
a great idea.
Valentine's is not always about the relationship with a guy. You know, focus on your relationship with your friends, and your life will be good.
Great point. That is a fantastic point, because somebody had said earlier, what can I do to not feel so bad on Valentine's Day, and to give your friend a Valentine's, just like your friend gave you, is a great idea.
Yeah. She, you know, it reminds us that, you know, we need to, you know, focus on our friends and the relationships we have instead of worrying about that significant other that we don't have at the time and go out and be desperate like we used to do.
Right. Like, oh, my God, I'm less than a person because I'm not with somebody.
I'm not
no
a couple.
No.
I'm a half.
Yeah.
You know, or and the guy that just called, tell him if he'd like a magnifying glass for his defects.
Get into the relationship.
Get in that relationship. It'll happen immediately.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
You know, it's like speed forward, fast forward on defects. It works wonders.
Perfect.
It's been known to work every time I've tried it.
That's fantastic.
They want to fast forward to the happy ending without doing the work.
Well, you know, that doesn't work anymore.
No, you're absolutely right. I agree.
You
absolutely.
Know, and, you know, one of my famous sayings is we don't do that anymore, you know.
Nope.
I can't make myself feel the way I used to feel, you know, as today is what today is. And when in doubt, I talk to a newcomer.
Perfect idea. Talk to somebody else, a newcomer. Very good.
You can always find somebody in a worse bag than you are, than you think you are in.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's true. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in today, Gail.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Have a happy
you too.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Very cool. So we had a lot of great calls today. If you were interested in calling, the number is 1-888-565-1470. I think we only have a minute or two left before we're going to break. But we were talking about Valentine's Day, and basically I guess the bottom line I got from today's show is that it's not just all about the one on the significant relationship. Valentine's Day can be about helping other people or helping your friend or saying hi to a friend or reconnecting maybe.
They're all great stories.
Yeah, with an old friend. So that was really great show today. I want to remind you, next week I have a really great guest coming on. Dr. Botwinick is womenmovingon.com. She's talking about transforming your life for women that are going through transitions. So that should be an interesting show next week, so we hope you can tune in. And, again, we have just a few minutes left. If you would like to give us a call, the number is 1-888-565-1470. What did you get out of the show? What was your warm and fuzzy for the day?
Basically, before you get into a relationship, kind of be healthy. Otherwise, just like she said, you're just going to magnify or go fast forward to the issues.
Oh, that's a good take-home message. And I see you at the end of the hour. So thank you for joining us at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. My name is Dawn Massler, the Broken Picker Fixer, and I will see you next week.
Bye,
thank
everyone.
You.
Have a great weekend, Valentine's weekend.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or callers.
Nice.
Long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called cycle analysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno, toll-free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578, 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7, 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today, 1-800-592-5578.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
If you are taking vitamins, minerals, or other supplements, how do you know that you're taking the correct amount? If you're on a diet, how do you know that the diet is correct for you? Fortunately, you do not have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Inselman from the Inselman Institute for Health and Nutrition, and I am offering functional digestive nutrition.